Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Really excited to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Friday. Hopefully you guys had a great Juneteenth and the day off. Rob is taking an extra day off today. He is celebrating his one-year anniversary. So congratulations to Rob and his wife, as they are enjoying a long weekend. We got a lot to get into in today's show. Coming up at 3 o'clock, we are going to be joined by Nate Taylor of The Athletic. The Chiefs are officially done with their off-season workouts. The next time we will see the Kansas City Chiefs, they will be getting ready in St. Joseph, Missouri, and the start of training camp. Now, we're not going to spend a whole lot of time. This is not where I wanted to start today's show, but do you guys remember in the movie Liar Liar? And you remember whenever Jim Carrey picked up the phone and he yelled at his client about not breaking the law? That would be the message that I would give to every member of the Kansas City Chiefs. I think I'm pretty lax in the things that I'm willing to tolerate from professional athletes. Because for the most part, your number one priority is to get them on the field and have them help you win. Now, obviously, there are exceptions. We don't got to go through every single exception, but for the most part, I'm willing to look the other way on a lot of things. But once your off-the-field conduct crosses the line to where you are not able to play in the regular season games, we got a problem. So have fun. Enjoy your summer. Go on the most extravagant vacation that you can imagine. Hang out with pop stars. Travis Kelce yesterday was at Hot Country Nights down in Power and Light. Enjoy your life. If you are reading about a Chiefs player in TMZ that's not Patrick Mahomes and not Travis Kelce, I'm telling you something went wrong. They are not covering Kareem Hunt's offseason. He ain't important enough. If he is covered on TMZ, that means he's in trouble. I don't want any TMZ headlines this offseason about none of you. Go off, enjoy your summer, have fun. If you are on that website, something went left here. That's where we are in this portion of the season. We're going to be joined by Nate Taylor coming up in a little bit, and we'll see how mini camp, how OTAs went. Also, just get a look ahead to what could potentially be down the pipeline coming up in the next couple of days and weeks for the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll also talk some Royals baseball. That's where we are going to start today's show. But before we do that, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. And you know what? It would be great if you could tell one person to check out the show. I would really, really appreciate it. This has been the quote that has been playing in my mind for the last couple of days. It was J.J. Piccolo about patience and positivity.
But really, it's just staying positive right now, understanding the history between the coaches and the players. And the reminders. Nobody knows our current hitters as well as the guys in our batting cages every day. I mean, they live with them every day. They understand their swings. They understand what makes them tick. And now it's just a matter of trying to tweak some things here and there, but also stay positive. You know, you've got to stay positive through these tougher times. And I know we have the right guys that will stay positive, and they put the work in every day. You know, I can tell you this, today in Texas is not going to look any different than last year in Texas as far as the energy and the positivity and our processes. But now the challenge is a little bit greater because the confidence, you know, is wavering a little bit. But all it takes is one little good run offensively to get that confidence back and you just go play baseball.
Did you hear what he said there? He said that it would take just one positive run. And you know what we saw? We saw a positive stretch of baseball for the Kansas City Royals. They scored 16 runs in this series against the Texas Rangers. They scored 6, 6, and 4. Hey, that's what we're talking about. Yesterday, Jack Caglione hit not one, but two home runs. The Royals continue to get great pitching. The Rangers didn't score more than 3 runs in this series in an individual game. The Royals' starting pitching was as solid and consistent as it's been this entire time. You know what happened? Must wake up bats. Now, we all kind of laughed at the players only meeting, and we all kind of got our jokes in, but did you know that the Royals are 3-1 since the players meeting? And the offense has really started to be productive. Bobby Wood Jr. hit a home run a couple of nights ago. Salvi hit a couple of home runs a nights ago. Jack Caglione hit a couple of home runs. Salvi's turned the corner offensively in the month of June. This is the offense that we expected the Royals to be. Now, we have seen enough Royals baseball that I'm not going to put a lot of stock into just 2 baseball games, 3 baseball games, that it is much more of a process. You need to see a lot more from the Royals. But if you were telling me that this team is heading in the right direction offensively and turning things around as we are entering the summer, as today is officially the first day of the summer, you will take that. The Royals are 1 game under .500. If you win this series this weekend against the San Diego Padres, you come back to Kauffman Stadium at .500 and you have undone a lot of the damage that you did last week in losing the entire homestand. So it's going to be up and down. And at times it has been far more down than it's been up for the Kansas City Royals. But I do think you should take some solace in the fact that, man, their offense really performed well. I think you can argue that's the best their offense has been really this entire season. It was a full complement of everybody. And what was so encouraging is this offense was led by the players that matter most. Jack Caglione, Bobby Witt Jr., Salvador Perez, Vinny Pasquantino. They won this series off the offense and bats from their core, from their key run producers. You haven't been able to say that a lot this season. You hope that this builds a little bit momentum. You hope that this starts something for the Royals offense. A very encouraging sign in Texas.
In the pitch. Fastball hit high in the air, deep to right field. Garcia shuffles back, still going, at the fence, it's gone! Into the second row. An opposite field, 2-run shot for Salvador Perez. There's the crooked number. A 3-run top of the first inning for the Royals. 2, thanks to 1 swing from El Capitan.
That was Jake Eisenberg on the call as Salvador Perez just had a phenomenal game a couple of games ago. Jack Caglione hits a couple home runs yesterday. The Royals offense really broke through in a positive way this week in Arlington, and we'll see if that can continue as they head to San Diego before they come back home. We'll get to the Chiefs coming up in just a bit. Maybe the most positive sign of the entire offseason we got yesterday from the Kansas City Chiefs. But before we get to that, you guys know the rules. If we start the show talking about the Royals, it can only mean one thing. I know we don't have Rob, but Nathan, he's more than capable. Nate, hit me.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. If you want to be.
Hey, that's right, C-Dot. I'm going to try to hold you down even though Rob is taking a 4-day weekend. We have a random lineup from this day in 2004. The Royals were in Philadelphia taking on the Phillies. It did not go very well for the Royals.
Oh, here we go.
It did not go very well. Leading off was the second baseman, Tony Griffinino.
Tony who?
Tony Griffinino.
Okay.
Excuse me. Close enough.
No, excuse me. You did your best. That's all I want you to do every day. I want you to do your best. Well, Tony G.
And you know who I'm talking about. That's all that matters.
No, that's all that matters. This might be the best Tony G we've had in Kansas City. We used to have Tony G back on 103.3 back in the day. He was always good for your drive home, for your hip hop and R&B. I think the Chiefs had some tight end named Tony G. I guess he was okay. Tony Graffinino, that's the real Tony G in Kansas City. If you're asking a real native and you say, hey, you remember Tony G? Oh, yeah, he played for the Royals.
Right. He's not saying, oh, is that the second best tight end in Chiefs history? No.
That doesn't sound accurate to me.
Batting second in center field was Carlos Beltran.
Mm.
Hitting third was the first baseman, Mike Sweeney.
Hey, Mike Sweeney.
Batting fourth in left field, Ken Harvey.
Ken Harvey.
And a lot of speed in the corner outfield today. Batting fifth, the right fielder was Matt Stairs.
Hey, I mean, right here, I mean, there's a lot of speed in that 3-4-5 with Mike Sweeney, Ken Harvey, and what, Matt Stairs, you said?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that right there, a lot of stolen bases there really put pressure on teams on the base pass.
Batting sixth, the shortstop, Angel Barroa.
Angel Barroa should have been batting higher up in the lineup. He really should have been hitting second for this team.
He had two hits in this
game. Of
course
he did.
Batting seventh was Desi Relaford playing third base. I got to click on this guy's name. I have never heard of him. I apologize to this gentleman. Batting
oh, my
eighth.
Goodness. Don't pull it. Hold on now. No, time, no, no. Time out.
You got to hear this name.
You're
though.
Not disrespecting Desi Relaford on this show. Number
guy.
Eight. Okay. I thought you were disrespecting Desi.
Absolutely not. With six career at-bats ever, batting eighth, the catcher, Michael Tonis.
Oh, I never heard of him before.
I mean, in the entirety of his career, he had six at-bats.
Who? Michael Tonis?
Michael Tonis.
Oh, my goodness.
He had three of those six at-bats today.
So he basically played two games in the majors
and he
was out of here.
And batting ninth for the pitcher, it was Dennis Reyes. The Royals lost 8-2 to the Phillies. Reyes did not make it out of the third inning.
You know what's crazy, and I appreciate the random lineup for the day. People like, we used to watch baseball games in which the pitcher would hit. That was fun. People thought that was like a more pure, entertaining brand of baseball. We just loved having a guy that hit 100 in the lineup every day. That was fun. You know what that was? That was, hey, it's time to go to the bathroom. Whenever you saw that 7, 8, 9 do up in the National League, that's when you knew, hey, we can go to the concession stand here. This is when we can take a lap around the stadium and walk around. I cannot believe that we let the pitcher hit for as long as we did in Major League Baseball. That's a fumble on everybody's part. Bud Selig, you did a lot wrong. That might be number one on the list. That you let the pitcher hit the entire time that you were the commissioner of Major League Baseball. You guys don't like Rob Manfred. He's done a lot of really good things. And the fact that we don't have to see Denny Reyes at the plate anymore might be number one on the list. He also sped this thing up. There is no reason why baseball games should be 3 hours and 12 minutes. We can have the same 27 outs in a much more condensed package. Rob Manfred, you know what? He might be the best commissioner in sports now that I'm thinking about it with some of the changes that we've seen. Coming up on the other side, let's get back to the Kansas City Chiefs and some very encouraging news. We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. So drive.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.